Okay, we're on Memches Amid Beis, the bottom. Okay, there won't be a shiur tomorrow, obviously, and not Thursday.
And Friday.
And Friday, probably, yes.
In the shul.
In the shul, yeah.
Between the minyan.
You can come here, it won't be a
subject. All right, Tana. Moser ho'av l'shulchei habao v'zinsa. The Anara Murasa is given over to the Shluchim of the Baal, so she's not a full Nesua yet, but she's already in the process. So for certain halachas, we said she already has a din of a Nesua. So what about Lagabi the halacha of Nara Murasa who gets Skila as opposed to a regular Eshesish who gets Chenek? So Harezu Bechenek. So already she's not considered a Nara Murasa anymore, and she gets Chenek if she's Mezane. Menoni mile, Omer of Ami Barchama Omar Kro, Liznos Beis Aviha. Prat Lishemoser Ha'av Lishluche Habal. Since it says Liznos Beis Aviha, it's an extra pasuk. So it's Zafka if she's completely the Beis Aviha. But if she's out of the Rishus of her father, even partially, she doesn't get Skila anymore. Mora says, Ve'ema Prat Shenichnas Alechupa Velo Nivala. Well, maybe there's another reason for that ribui. If she was Nichnas Alechupa Velo Nivala, she's not a full Nesua, but at least she's more of a Nesua than just Masru L'Shluchei Habal. Amar Rava, Amar Li Ami, Chupa Behed Yuxiva. No, that we have another Pasuk to tell me. So I don't need this extra Pasuk to tell me Nichnas L'Chupa V'lo Nivala. What's the Pasuk? Ki Yeh Nara Besula Ma'orasa Le'ish. The parish of Nara Murasa who gets Skila. So the Pasuk says, Ki Yeh Nara Besula Murasa Le'ish. Nara V'lo Bogeres. She has to be a Nara, not a Bogeris. Besula v'lo Bu'ula. Besula and not that she already had relations. Ma'orasa v'lo Nesua. And Ma'orasa who's not a Nesua. So Mora says, what kind of Nesua? My Nesua. Ilema Nesua, Mamish. Then she had relations. Then we already know that from Besula. Hainu Besula v'lo Bu'ula. Elalav shenichnas l'chupa v'lo Nivala. But when it says that she's an Arusa, not a Nesua, it means that she was Nichnas L'Chupa V'lo Nivala. And that already is in the Pasuk. So the extra Pasuk comes to tell me even more than that, not only she was Nichnas L'Chupa V'lo Nivala, she has a din of a regular Eshesish, not a Nara Murasa, but even before that stage, if she was Nimser L'Shluchei Habal, and that already, what's it called, paters her from Skila, and she gets Chenek if she's Mezana. Rashi, Harezu Bechenek in Nesua. If you're already in Masra L'Shluchei Habal, she already loses her din of Arusa, and she becomes like a Nesua, and she gets Chenek if she's Mezana. The aim of Prat L'Shenichnas L'Chupel of Anivala, Dayecho Miata Kgonzu. We have to Mamayit something, Mamayit the smaller amount. Maybe it's only that if she was Nichnas L'Chupa Mamish, but not Nivala, then she has a din of a Nesua. But Stam Masra L'Shluchei Habal, maybe she still remains in Arusa. The Lotema Nara Besula Ksiv Gabeskila V'Akati Besula Havye. I shouldn't say that she has to remain, she has to be, what's it called, a Besula. She is a Besula. No, Nichnas L'Chupa already makes her into a Nesua. But this one didn't even go to the chuppah. She just was given over to the shluchim of the Baal. Maybe this the Torah didn't exclude. We still call her Nara, what's it called, Murasa Beis Aviyah. Chuppah below Bia, Bi'ila Behed Yaksiva. So my answer is no. Chuppah without Bia is Beferish in the Pasuk, that is, she's no longer in Arusa. The La Beskilahi. The extra pasuk comes to tell me even the next case, even the case where masrua l'shulchei habal, ilei masrua mamish nichnas l'chupa v'nivala. That can't be. That arises memuyit from what's it called, besula. She's a ba'ula, so it must be talking where she's still a besula, yet she was nichnas l'chupa. Now Rashi learns this is a new thing. This has nothing to do with what before. Tosa learns that this is a question. That what's it called on what we learned before, maybe the extra pasuk is not to come to tell me that masrua l'shluchei habal, right? But maybe it's coming to tell me nichnas l'chupa v'lo nivala, and then she went back to her father's house. But Rashi learns it's a separate shaila by itself, so we'll learn right Rashi. The Eima Hecha the Hadra Lebeinosha Hadra Le Milsa Kamaisa. Mara says, what? It's like a Shaila, Iboyalahu. What would be if she, what's it called, went back to her father's house after, before the Be'ila, after Masrua Shluchei Habau, L'Shluchei Habau, she went home. She never got to her husband's house, never went to Chuppah. She was Masrua L'Shluchei Habau, and she went home. Rashi, Ve'ema Dehadra Le'beinosha Tehadra Le'milsa Kamaisa, Mihavi K'mishlo Nimsra. Does that Mavato the Mesira, and she goes back to her original status of being a Nara Murasa. Baya bi'almahi. Rashi learns this will be as if it said Iboyalahu. The Eina Kusha Kolkach, it's not such a big Kasha. Ela Diktani Masnis, and Hari Bershus Abal, Mashal Afilu Chazra, Min Haderech Lebeis Aviyah, Kvar Yotz Bershus Ab. Nashu from the Mishnah, that once she leaves her father's house, it's, you can't, what's it called, go back. It's not, doesn't erase it, Lamafreya. The Kivan Dlo Nafkala Misira Shluch in Elamikro Yaseira, the base of Ia, Ema Hecha the Hodra, base of Ia, Karina Bay, Bahazinsa Tehebis, Imtim Zinsa Tehebis Gila. The Shaila is, if she goes back to her father's house after Misira Lashluche Abau, does that erase what happened, and now she goes back to being a Nara Murasa, and if she's Mizana, she gets Gila or not? So Mishnah said, and Tosfos again learns that this is a kasha on what we had before. Maybe you need two psukim, but not one pasuk to tell me masra l'shluchei abau. Both of them are talking by nichnas al chuppah v'lo nivala, but one is talking where she didn't go back to her father's house. The other one where she went back. Omar Rava, who kvar paska tanat ve'rishmel? No, that you don't need a pasuk for. That Rabbi tanat ve'rishmel already paskin. The Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, the Neder Amona Ugrusha Kol Asher Osra Al Nafsha Yokum Aleha. It says an Amona and a Grusha, she doesn't have anybody to be made for her Nedarim. She has to keep her Neder because there's no husband and there's no father. Not Talmud Lomer. V'halom Mutzis Mechlala Mutzis Mechlala. It's a Pasha. She's no husband. She has no father. Why in the world would I think that she shouldn't have to Mekayim her Nedarim, that somebody could be made for? Nobody's there to be made for. Ela hari shemosro av l'shluchei abav, o shemosro shluchei av l'shluchei abav, v'nis'ar melo baderech, o nis'garsha, heyech ani korei bo beis aviyah shel zu, o beis baila shel zu. Ela lomar l'cho akivin sheyotza, sho achas m'shusa av, shuv eini yochel ahothir. Now it comes to tell me this case, where the shluchim of the father gave her over to the shluchim of the baal, or the father gave her over to the shluchei abav, and then, what's it called? She became an almana or a grusha on the way. So she goes back lechora to Beis Avia. The pasuk tells me no. She knows, doesn't go back to Beis Avia. Once she's given over to Shluchei Abau, that's it. She's out of her father's rishos. She never came into the husband's rishos. He's dead. And therefore nobody can be made for her nedarim. That's the chiddush over here. So therefore we don't need an extra pasuk to tell me this halacha by Nara Murasa. We know it. That once she's out of the Rishus of the Av, she's out of his Rishus, and going back is not going to help. Rashi. Kvar Paska Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel, the Lohadra, the Milsa Kamaisa. She doesn't go back and doesn't erase her being out of the Rishus of the Av. Le Mahavi Kamishalo Nimsura. Ma Tamad Lomer, Loma Hutzrich Lichtov Yokum Aleha. Why do you have to say that her Nedarim are Kayim and nobody can be Mefer? Who's there to be Mefer? V'chimi Yeferla. There's only two people who make for the nether of a woman. Her father till she gets married and her husband once she gets married. She has no father, she has no husband. So why would I think that her nedarim shouldn't be kai? Ela harishimosar kolomar, lo boa kosuvli amon or lagrusha min anisuin. Didn't come to tell me about an amon and a grusha from the suin. Dog see boy in base Isha Nadora. Isha Yafirenu, Varein Enisha Kayim, her husband's dead. Ela la Almona Ide Mesira Shluchim. He's talking about a woman who wasn't Nichnas Lechuppa. She just was given over to the Shluchim of the Baal. And then he died. Sha'ad Akshav lo Pirshu Lecha Aksuvim, Ela Mishpat no Deres Reveis Oviya, U Mishpat no Deres Reveis Isha. Till now the Pesukim are only talking about either a woman who is still in her father's Rishus, or totally in her husband's Rishus. What happens to a woman who's in between? That's what this pasuk tells me. The zusha nodra baderech mishamasrua l'shluchin Ein ani yodea heichani kori ba im beis aviyah im beis isha. I don't know if she's still in her father's rishus or she's in her husband's rishus, because she's not. She's on the way. Lefichach ba kasuv zeli nedcha shelo tikra la beis aviyah ela beis isha. The woman who's on the way is called beis isha, so she's out of her father's rishus. Velonis roch no rishus la abba misos so shel ba, and therefore when the husband died, the rishus doesn't go back to the father. She's out of the father's rishus. V'shuv einu yochel ha'ofer. Alma lo hodra la milsa kamaisa. Why? De ilun is arma la bina erison. Ad shelo nimso la shluchim. What if she never was given over to the shluchim, but she had erison? So an arusa, an aramura, so her father and her arus are made for her nidorim together, b'shuthis. Now if the arus dies, so the rishus goes back to the father. The father regains his entire rishus over her. But that's only where she wasn't nimsor l'shulchei habal. But where she was nimsor l'shulchei habal, and then the husband died, that's it. There's nobody who has rishus over anymore. There's no husband and there's no father. There's no, she doesn't go back to her father's rishus. Actually, nimsor l'shulchei, t'nam m'sechens adorim, meis habal nisrok no rishus l'ab, y'alfin l'mikroi. And if the father, the husband died while she was in Arusa, before she was given over to any shluchim, the father regains his rishus over for Nidorim. Omer HaPapa, back in the Gemara. Afanana mitanina, we also have a Braisa that says the same thing. Habol nara murasa inochayva chitei nara besula murasa vehiba vesaviha. A person who's bol nara murasa is only chayiv skila if she's a nara besula mu'urasa and she's still beveis aviyah. Bishlam a nara velo bogeres, besula velo bu'ula, mu'urasa velo nesua, beveis aviyah lemute mai. Why does it say beveis aviyah? Lav lemute mosur av l'shluchei abal. Must come to tell me that even if she was given over to shluchei abal, she loses her din of a nara mu'urasa and she's chayiv chenek only. Om Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, afanan nami tanina, you have another braisa, habal eishes ish, Kivin shenichnasol rishus habal nisuin, right? A person who lives with an eishes ish, who was ready went into the rishus of the baal linisuin, afal pi shelo nivala, even though there's no bia, habal harisha bechenek, doesn't say that she was nasua, that nichnasol the chuppah. It says nichnasol rishus habal nisuin, nichnasol rishus habal bi alma, no chuppah. Just nichnasol rishus habal through the shluchim or whatever shema minoa, that she loses her din of skila and she only gets chenek. Rashi, afanan nami tanina b'masnisim ki ahi braisa detanya le'el harizu b'chenek. We have another braisa that says the same thing, that a nara murasa who already was nimsol shluchei habal only gets chenek. Murasa v'lo nesua nichnasol chupa v'afal b'shelo nivala. The nivala hatani le besula, right? Nichnas of the chuppah also changes her status, and beila changes her status, and bagrus changes her status, and also nichnas, what's it called, the masrua, she's not the beis avi anymore, also changes her status. Nichnas shusabal be alma tanan velo tanan ba nichnas of the chuppah. It doesn't say in this price of nichnas of the chuppah. It just says nichnas of the shusabal linesuin. So Masha, she didn't have chuppah yet. And she was nimsura to the shluchei habal, right? That's good enough to take away her din of the nara murasa. This is from the Mishnah. For ave no chayiv mezonos bito. Let me learn the father's not chayiv to feed his children, his daughters. Zum medrish dorish Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was made the nasi, so he darshan this drasha. With nechachomim bekerem biyavne. Habonim yirshu v'habonos yozunu. So the Gemara explains this is talking about not the regular ksuba, not his regular children, but his wife's children. So if she has males, so part of the ksuba is that the males inherit the mother's ksuba. So if the mother dies and then the father dies, the stepfather, the male children yarshin the their mother's ksuba, their portion of the mother's ksuba. And the girls get the stepdaughters get to what's it called, supported by the stepfather until they're marriageable, till they get married. Okay, so so just like the boys don't inherit anything until the father dies, so too the girls don't get supported till the father dies. But during the father's lifetime, he's not mechuyev to support his daughters. Rashi. While he's alive, they sometimes get supported from his estate, but when he's alive, he's not chayiv to feed them. Right? Why it says bito, is he chayiv to support his sons? Mashma, only his daughters, he doesn't have to feed. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Zem medrash daughters from Belozer ben Azariah biyom sheminu nasi. The day became nasi, bekerem biyavne. So they, what's it called? He darshan these psukim. Bekerem biyavne al shem shoy yoshim shuro shuros bekerem. They sat in rows like a kerem. That's why it was called kerem biyavne. Habonim yirshu habonos yosunu. Shtei takonos tiknu beizin b'tnai ksuba. These are two separate takonos that the beizin made the b'tnai ksuba. Habonim yirshu ksubas benin dichrin. That is a step, what's it called? Stepchildren. Stepsons. Yarshin, their mother's ksuba, the snamnas nisen. Bonim dichrin, the havin lechim minoi, the male children that you will have from me, what's it called? Well, not really stepchildren, they're his children. They're just from this wife. He has other wives too, and he has other children from those wives. So the children from this wife inherit their mother's ksuba when the father dies. Okay. Inun yarshin kesek subosech yesrav chukeyov imachum. They inherit the estate equally with their other siblings, but they get extra, right? The amount of the estate that is in the ksuba of their mother, they get completely. The haynu abonim yirshu ksubas bonim dichrin. Well, the kam b'shmeis ben farshinin lo mayhi. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain what ksubas bonim dichrin is. If you have girls, so they will not get your ksuba, but they get supported after the death of the father. They can remain in the house. They get supported from the estate until they become bogros, or until they get married. Ma abonim en yorshim ksubos imon elalachar misus adiyan to inin yarsim. Tonight it says Yerusha. Yerusha is only after the father dies. So too, the mezonos is only after the father dies. V'achim forish labiyeshin ochlim. Dahai habonim yirshu aksubas bonim dichrin koi. It's not going on a regular case of Yerusha. It's going on the case of bonim dichrin. And the male, the same thing goes for the girls. They only get supported after the father dies, but during the father's lifetime, he's not mechuyev to support.
Okay, we're on the Memtesum at Aleph. Gemara. First, give Yashu Koch to Eli for offering his sukkah for the last week. And for those people who enjoyed the breakfast, I'll thank for them also. Okay, Memtesum at Aleph, the Gemara. Mezonos bita hu de'eno chayiv. Hob mezonos b'no chayiv. The Mishnah says that av eno chayiv mezonos bita. Mashma that he is chayiv to feed his sons. Bita nami chova hu de'lekot. Mashma eno chayiv b'mezonos bita. But it's a mitzvah to do it, even though he's not chayiv to do it. A mitzvah ikon. There's a mitzvah. The Mishnah is medayik eno chayiv. But mashma, there is a mitzvah to do it. So comes out that his daughter, there's no chiyuv, but there's a mitzvah, and his son, there's even a chiyuv. That's what the diuk from our Mishnah. So Mar says, money mas nisa. So our Mishnah doesn't go like any of the mandiomrim in how a person has to feed his children. Lo Reb Meir, v'lo Reb Yehuda, v'lo Reb Yochanan ben Broka. The Tanya, mitzvah lozun es habonos, kal v'chomer lebonim. To ask you b'torah div Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds it's a mitzvah to feed your daughters and a kal v'chomer to feed your sons because they're osik b'torahs. But mashma is only a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah to do it. That's what Reb Meir holds. So it can't be Reb Meir because it says that what's it called that even though it's a mitzvah by the bonos, but there's a chiyuv by the sons. And here Reb Meir says only a mitzvah by the sons. Rabbi Yehuda omer mitzvah lozun es abonim v'kal v'chomer labonos. Rabbi Yehuda says it's the opposite. It's a mitzvah to feed your daughters, to feed your sons, and kal v'chomer to the bonos, mishum zilusa. because it's more of an embarrassment to a woman not to be fed, and she have to go beg, and therefore there's a mitzvah for the sons and kol shekain for the girls. You learn it's the same mitzvah for either of them. The shaila is who's the bigger mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer chova lozunus habonos la'achar misus avihem av b'chai avihun elu ve'elu en nizonin. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says there's a chova to feed your daughters after they're from the estate. The daughters get food from the estate, but not while the father's alive. Okay, so the Gemara says money must nis. E Rabbi Meir omer bonim mitzvah. Right, from our Mishnah Medayik that the bonim is a chiyuv. And the mayor says bonim is only a mitzvah. E Rabbi Yehuda ha'omar bonim nami mitzvah. Right, and if it's Rabbi Yehuda, right, our Mishnah says that the bonim is a chiyuv. Mashma, that what's it called, that from Yehuda though, bonim is only a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. E Rabbi Yochanan broke afilu mitzvah nami lekun. Mashma from him that there's the only chiyuv is after Misa. There's no chiyu bichlal, there's no mitzvah at all, b'chayi. So it's no mitzvah at all. So who is our Mishnah go like? So Morris says, he boy same Rav Meir, he boy same Rav Yehuda, he boy same Rav Yochanan. Go like any of them. How so? He boy same Rav Meir, v'hochi kamer. Ha'aveinu chayi mezonos bito, v'hu adin livno. Right? That father is not chayiv in the mezonos of his daughter, and now don't be medayik, but in the mezonos of his son he is. No, who adin livno? Ha mitzvah vito ika kavachomer labanim. But there's a mitzvah even for the daughter, kavachomer for the banim, just like Rav Meir says. V'haydik toni bito. Why does it say bito? This halacha is the same. This halacha is the same. There's no chiyuv either for the son or the daughter, and there's a mitzvah for both of them. So why did it say bito? Hakam ashmalan da'afilu bito chovahu deleka ha-mitzvah ika. Now the Rameyer says that the kavachomer, so the boys, there's more of a svara to feed them because they learn Torah. So the Mishnah comes to tell me there's even a mitzvah for the girls. That's why it mentions the girl. But of course you can, there's a mitzvah for the boys too. So our Mishnah, instead of being medayik that there's no chova for girls, but there is a chova for boys, no. There's no chova for girls, no chova for boys either. There's a mitzvah for both of them. Why did it mention a girl? Because from the girl we'll learn the kavachomer. There's a mitzvah for the boys who learn Torah. Rashi. Chova lozun habonos tznai ksubahi. Tznai ksuba after death. Ein nizonin afilu mitzvah inkan. Ha'omer bonim nomi mitzvah lo chova. Afilu mitzvah leka lo bebonim velo bebonos. So in our Mishnah, the way we medayik it to begin with, doesn't go like any of these three mandiyon. So Mora says, no, Iboy same Rav Meir v'hochi kamer. Kolomar bito the nokat lavla made that kav b'no chaya. Don't make the diuk that your daughter you're not chaya, but your son you are. No. Ela mishum de Rav Meir odif le b'no, right? Since Rav Meir holds that boys are more preferential to feed than girls, inokat eino chaya mezonos b'no, Havi Amina Benohu de Chova Leka Mitzvah Ika. Ava Bito Afilo Mitzvah Leka. If it would have said, Eino Chayeb Mezonos Beno, I would medayik that there's no Chova by a son, but there's a mitzvah. But girls is not even a mitzvah. Lachachitana Eino Chayeb Bito, the Memra, the mitzvah Mika. Even by the girl is a mitzvah. But who I didn't live no, and the same halach applies to Beno, de Chova Mili Leka. There's still no Chov by a boy, but there's for sure a mitzvah. That's how our Mishnah could be Rav Meir. That's how you medayik it. What? More than tzedakah. It's like tzedakah, but a person is what's it called has whoever's closer to him. He has more of a mitzvah of tzedakah. So that's mislam of the mitzvah. Da'filo bito the kila de lo oskar b'araisa. And the reason it said bito according to Rav Meir is to tell me even the daughter there's a mitzvah. Even though what's it called, she's not Osik Batora. She calls again, there's a mitzvah by the sons. The boy same Rabbi Yehuda. Could be our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachi komer. Ha'ave no chayim is on his bito, v'chol shkein livno. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's more svara to feed a girl than a boy. So if it says there's no chiyu by the girls, kol shkein there's no chiyu by the boys. Ha'm mitzvah livno ika. But, mashma, that there's only no chiyu. But there is a mitzvah to feed the boys. The kavachomer, the bones, and surely then there's a mitzvah to feed the girls. V'hodik tani bito, hokamashmalan, dafilo bito chovaleka. I said, why did it say bito? If the same halach applies to bito and beno, to tell me that even by the daughter, where there's more of a svara, it's on no chiyuv, it's only a mitzvah. V'iboy same Rabbi Yochanan Broka, and it could go like Rabbi Yochanan Broka too, v'hochi komar. Eino chay mezonos bito, v'hu adin livno, v'hu adin dafilo mitzvah nomi leka. Right? That you know chiyuv to feed your sons or daughters. And not only that, there's not even a mitzvah. V'aydi debonos, la'achar misas adiyam chova, right, but since there is a time when it's a chova to feed your daughters from the estate, right, then tananomi eino chayiv. That's why the Reisha said eino chayiv. But really means there's no mitzvah. But since the Sefer said chayiv by after death, so the Reisha said eino chayiv. But it meant really there's no mitzvah at all. Rashi. It's not in the Mishnah. We don't have the Mishnah that achar misas adiyan there's a chova, right? But since there is such a halacha that there's a chova by bonos, so it's said in the Mishnah eino chayiv to contrast it to what's after death. Okay. Omer Abeloi, Omer Shlokish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Chanina, Ba'usha Hiskino, She Odom Zon is Bono, the Espinosa of Shem Tanim. They made a takon in Usha that you have to feed your, we'll see, little children when they're little. Okay. Pashtas, that means till they're about 6 years old. After that, you're not Chayiv Min Hadin, except the, what's it called, after that, you could really give them Tzedaka, right? Maisa. Because you're not chayiv. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says, since the minhag today is to feed children after six, and also there's what's it called, laws of the country that say you have to feed your children, so the maaser becomes like a chiyuv, and you can't use maaser for feeding your children anymore. Okay, probably a child after, 20 or something, when there's no real chiyuv, and he's still in the house, or she's in the house, maybe there you could use the tzedakah money too. Iboyelahu. Hilchos kavasei or ain hilchos kavasei. Is the halacha, what's it called, like a rabbeloi or not? Toshma. He had the also the kamedra of Yehuda, when this case would come before of Yehuda, Omer Lahu, Yorod Yalda v'avne masa shadya. He would say to them, like Ploni gave birth, and you want to, the tzibur to be mefarnish your children? You gave birth to them, you feed them. Ki avi osel kamed Rav Chisda, when a similar case would come of child support to Rav Chisda, omer lahu, kofule asisa bitzibura, kofule asisa bitzibura, right? He would say that you should force them to, what's it called, to, let's see Rashi here, 1 second. Yorud Ba'usha iskinu. Kishi Yoshu Sanhedria. Sanhedri Gozis Ba'usha. What's it called? The Sanhedrin, which used to be in the Lishkas HaGozis, and they moved to Usha. Shehi Achas Mi'esu Goli or Shigolsa Sanhedrin. It's one of the 10 places Sanhedrin was Golito. Kinomer Barash Hashanah. Kshen Ktanim Ad Shiaviu Cyrus. Until they, what's it called, become Gedoli. But then we'll see that means, what's it called, you really mechuyev to feed them only till they're about six. But in any case, Rashi learns that you mechuyev to feed them the entire time that they're ketanim till they become gedolim, till 12 or 13. Toshma, the less hilchus hakavasei, ela meimra amrinan lei, v'ula yichal kalein v'yozen, avol mekef lo kaifinan. Right, from this we see the halach is not like, according to Beloy, it's a takona, they have to do it. Here we just tell them things that would force them mentally to do it, but we don't force them physically. We don't take the money out of their bank account. Yorud tanim. A yorud is a snake or a crocodile. Ma'om tanim etargaminim mador yarudim v'hu achzori abonav. Right? These animals are cruel to their children. They don't feed them so easily. So Yorud Yoldav Avni Masa Shadya, Tanin Holy Toldosa, the Hitu Parnasosan Abnehoir, Right, this guy is an achzer. Right, he doesn't want to feed his children, so make him feel bad, make him feel guilty. Right, you're like a yorud, and you want the tzibur to be mefarnish your children. You gave birth to them, but you see, you don't go into his bank account and take it because it's takana. Kofu le'asisa, kofu machteshes al piha, v'yamod ze al gab shuleha begova shish mukolo. Take the mortar, turn it over, stand on it like a soapbox, right, and announce the yachris alasmu shuram in ha'arvim, and this guy should announce that he's worse than a raven. The urva boy bonai v'hu gavra lo boy bonai. Right, this what's it called? Urva, right? Even though it says that the Orev is also an Achzer and doesn't feed its children, but the Maisa, the Orev has children, and feeds them in the end, right? And this guy doesn't want to. The Istam of Farshe Shliach Tzibur Yamud Aleha V'Yomer Kein Aloso Ish. Not that the guy should say it about himself, but the Shliach Tzibur should get up on the soapbox and say this. With Nei Orev, Mora says, lo boy boni, the urva boy boni, the urva takes care of his children, boksiv, livnei orev ashikro, right, livnei orev ashikro, the children of the orev called out to the Rabbanon Shalom for food because their parents don't feed them. Lokasha, ha bechiyurei ha beuchmi, depends if it's white ravens or black ravens. Ki havios, okay, that's the last rashi. Livnei orev ashikro, amalo zayin lahu, doesn't feed them because they call out for their food to the Rabbanon Shalom. Uchmi kishigodl mashchir v'ho'ein v'ahav o'avim osam. When they grow up, they're black, and their parents like the black children. Avo mitchilosim levonim v'sonin osam. In the beginning, they're white, and they don't want to feed them because they look different than them. So they don't feed them. Okay. So it doesn't mean white ravens and black ravens. It means when the ravens are young, they're white, and then the parents don't feed them. And when they turn black, they see that they're the same min as them, then they feed them. Ki havi osu lekamei de Rava, when a case would come to Rava of child support, omar lei nicholoch de misazni bonech mitzdaka, right? You want your kids to be supported from tzedaka. Velo amrin el de lo omid. That's only when the person's not rich. Aval omid kafinin le'al korche. But if the guy's rich, we force him to feed his children. Ki ha de rova kafil rav nosim bar ami va'apik minei dalid me'ezul et tzedaka. Even by tzedaka, somebody who's rich, normally we don't force a person to give tzedaka. But what's it called? Rav nosim bar ami was rich, and they forced him to give 400 zoos to tzedaka. It also says the Gemara in Bava Basra also says, the halacha is that you never kof on a mitzvah shematin schara betzida. The Torah says what the schar, tzedaka lechor is matin schara betzida, how could they be kofa? So Tosfos has a few territories. One is that they weren't kofa him mamish, they made him feel bad. They were kofa bedvorim, not mamish by beating him or by actually taking his money against his will. Others hold that tzedaka, there's also a lav. So when there's only a mitzvah saseh, and there's the Torah tells you what the schar is, and the Torah is telling you this is the schar, you don't want the schar, you don't get it. We're not going to force you to do it. What will be your punishment? You won't get the schar. But a lav, there we force the guy. Even if there's an essay with matan schar betzida and a lav, then we do force him. Rashi. Lo amrin de lo kafinan. We don't say that we don't force a person to feed his children. Ela de lo amid. Sheinu washer. He's not rich. But if he's rich, bal korcho, lo yehe el tzedaka bi'alma, filo ein bonav. And they wouldn't be his children. Stam tzedaka. Not just that his own children is a much bigger mitzvah of tzedaka. Be stam tzedaka. Now, it's still you force the person to give tzedaka, like we see that they forced Rav Ami, Rav Nosson Bar Ami to give tzedaka. He had the rova kafi al tzedaka. So you see that for stam tzedaka your kofa, surely a person can afford it. We force him to feed his children. That's the biggest tzedaka.